Hello everyone, I hope you're doing great and I hope you enjoy these stories. If you want early access to my videos, then make sure you check out my Patreon in the description and make sure you check out my podcast in the description below. I have a quick message before the story starts, so I'd like to share this. Just remember, if you're overcoming any struggles in life or struggling with your mental health, it's important to be consistent. And remember that it's a process and it's not linear, so you're always going to have ups and downs, but what will get you better is being consistent in doing the things that make you better. Try not to feel too unmotivated during hardships, and try not to let it demotivate you from doing what you need to do to get better. And don't feel like you're a failure if you have bad times with it, it's completely normal. It's the strength to continue which counts, and to not give up. And I believe in you and that you can overcome anything in front of you. So I hope everyone's doing great and enjoys these stories. I'll speak to you all soon. One of the weirdest things that happened while working as a park ranger was something I heard on the radio one time. There was a distress call coming from an unknown situation, and somebody was literally screaming for their life over the radio, saying that it's coming, it's coming. Every time that the responder made contact, they kept saying, "I don't know what it is, but it's a dark figure that's chasing me. God, why is it so tall?" This went on and off for a horrifying 3 or 4 minutes until eventually there was complete silence. It turned out the call was being made by a hiker who was literally never seen again after this happened, and virtually vanished without a trace. The following is not my own story, but my father's, so I'm going to share it to you how he's explained it to me. So, my father worked as a fire ranger for quite a long time, and this is his story. So basically, he was on duty as usual, and this often meant much time on his own out in the wilderness, something that he didn't really have a problem with. He was constantly on lookout for fires or even the slightest signs of one. He said that earlier in the day, he had a strange feeling that something was about to happen, but he couldn't quite figure out exactly what it was, and he was never able to shake the feeling. Well, it gets to nighttime, which actually makes it a lot easier to spot fires, and just off to a bridge that my dad's familiar with, he spots the signs of fire. You can see a flame, but weirdly, it's joined by a few others. What's most strange of all is that they all seem to be moving slightly. Now this seems odd, it's clearly not a natural fire, and it doesn't appear to be somebody starting one as the fire's not grown, so my dad just watches very intently with the binoculars. He said he does this for a good minute or so before he decides that he should probably head down now and investigate what is actually happening. He says as he's walking closer and closer to the site, he can hear a strange kind of chanting. He can't really make out any words, but he's unsure whether he's gone across some kind of Native American thing that he didn't know about, and maybe it's a residual haunting or what it is. But then he takes a look closer with the binoculars. He can see a group of about 10 or 12 people, all dressed exactly the same, chanting, standing in a circle with their torches. My dad very quickly turns around and gets back up into the station. He quickly reports in what he's seeing and then makes a report to the police. The police showed up about 30 or 40 minutes later due to the distance that they had to cover, and of course, they were long gone by the time the police got there. They still went out to investigate, and they found the remains of multiple animals and animal blood everywhere in that area. Now what's strangest of all is that they found rotten blood on a piece of paper, "We know you're watching us." And after that, my dad quit that area immediately and didn't work as a ranger for a good number of years. He still has no idea to this day who they were or how they could have possibly spotted him in the darkness. He doesn't know how long they knew he was watching them for, or whether they knew he was in the tower, But he said he's never felt as confident being out there since as he did before this happened. A few years ago, I loaded a bunch of camping gear onto my bicycle and spent the better part of the next 7 months riding 5,300 miles around much of the US. At night, I most often preferred to wild camp, simply finding somewhere to disappear to into the woods, somewhere people are unlikely to find me and even less likely to care that I'm there. After a month or so of sleeping in the woods, I'd grown quite accustomed to the many nighttime sounds of the forest. The drowning of thousands of crickets and toads was a certainty, becoming almost a kind of white noise in the end. Now perhaps, maybe, I'd camp near a babbling creek or something similar. But it was always the highlight of the night. Though not particularly uncommon to hear the yipes and howls of distant coyotes. I fondly recall one night I inadvertently set up camp right between two owls who spent much of the night hooting back and forth, and at the very least, it wouldn't take much of a breeze to stir music from the trees. But then, there was one night in late September in the mountains of rural Montana shortly after dusk. I had turned out my light and lay down in the bed before coming to a disturbing realization. It's dead silent. There's no animals to be heard anywhere, not a single cricket. There wasn't even the slightest breeze through the trees, and this is in early autumn. There was just nothing to hear at all. It was terrifying. I can only describe it as the loudest silence I've ever heard. It almost felt as though the entire forest was hiding from an equally silent predator. There was the occasional snapping of a twig near my tent, a common sound normally lost in the canopy of other noises. It's like a gunshot. I slept terribly that night, and it was incredibly relieving to hear a bird song accompany the first light of dawn. Now, I'm pretty much an accomplished outdoorsman. I'll be honest though, I still have a bit of anxiety when camping wild. I've had a few other similar nights in mind which inspire uneasy feelings, but none that really compared to this one. I think the weirdest part of it all was truly the not knowing. So there was this old lighthouse at the park I worked at as a ranger. People from North Jersey might actually be familiar with such. Next to it sits our visitor centre, formerly the lighthouse keeper's quarters. Last summer, I got put on the graveyard shift for a pay period. While out tooling around the fort, park is an old army base around 2 a.m, changing all the Pokemon gyms to Team Mystic. So basically, I noticed there was a light on in the second floor of the quarters. One of the interp rangers must have forgot to turn it off, I said to myself. So I go to head in, do a quick sweep of the building and turn it off. I go back outside, get in my car and I'm about to drive away. When I look back to the second floor, the light is back on and something moves across the window. My mind's eye saw a human figure, but I noped out of there so quick that it could have just been a bat or something, but I guess I'll never know. So, I was looking for new, out-of-the-way fishing holes. If I'm on a trip and have my gear, I'll pull out a map and look at different connecting waterways and try to find back roads that lead to new spots that few people know about. On one trip about 10 years ago, I'm in Western PA and looking for a road to connect me with the small and out-of-the-way stream that I found on the map. I'm in the country. It's not too desolate, but the houses are definitely getting further and further apart and looking more and more beat up. I summarise that I am really close to where this stream is supposed to be, so I turn down a dirt road that leads towards a tree line in the direction that I believe the stream is. The road starts out okay, but as soon as I pass into the tree line, things get weird. It's mid-afternoon, but the canopy of trees is so thick that it suddenly looks like it's dusk. The roads are very desolate. and start closing in and eventually vanish. There are banks on either side of me, so I'm trying to figure out some kind of way around, seeing if there's a kind of old logging road or something that barely gets used. Now this road that I'm on keeps on getting worse and worse. Large rocks start appearing at random spots in the road, first sporadically and then more frequently. It's very unnatural looking. It looks like they were placed on purpose. Now my car's a four-wheel drive, but I'm getting a little worried because the rocks are getting larger, and combined with this, how tight the road is, I'm starting to get a little bit worried. I'm now driving very slow to not pop a tire or make a wrong move and get stuck on the bank or something. The road suddenly takes a very sharp left hand and downward turn. I creep along this turn, but as I see the road continuing to do this weird trajectory, I get worried. At this moment, my gut starts talking to me and telling me to turn around, but it's at this point I realize I can't. The road is not wide enough to do a 3-point turn. I could chance it, but I don't want to get my front end caught on something, pushing over the bank, or my back end going off in the other direction. I say to myself, just keep on going. There's going to be enough room. I'll be able to turn around quickly. As I make my way round, there seems to be a side road that I should be able to take. But then I notice something odd. It just looks like garbage, bottles, boxes, wrappers, etc. Then I start seeing toys, kids' toys, and lots of them, an uncomfortable amount. Then I start seeing clothing, some old looking, and some more modern. They're very weathered and tattered. The amount of clothes I'm seeing actually increases, and then I start to see mattresses. Not one random mattress, but lots, and all over the place. They are dirty with dark stains on them. My gut is now screaming at me to get out of here and turn around while I can. While I'm sitting there trying to figure out my next move, I get the feeling that I'm being watched. The feeling then hits me and I audibly yell out, "No." I then slam the car in reverse, dodging all of the random rocks and stuff on the way back now, and out of the sharp turn until eventually it levels out again. I say, "God, screw this," and risk making the 3-point turn. My back end goes slightly off the bank, and I slam back into drive and throw myself forward onto the road, and out of whatever the hell I just discovered. I have no clue what I come across that day, but I guess the best case scenario is it was some kind of drug den. But God knows, I still get shivers thinking about it now. So, not my story, but my dad's. First off, let me explain that my dad is a huge skeptic. He was a military man for most of his life and doesn't really scare easily. When he was young, my grandparents sent him off to military school. He would grow up there and truthfully spend a lot of time out in the woods around the campus. He and his friends would drink in the woods and camp. So one particular night around the fire, the guys are telling ghost stories and trying to scare each other. The guys laughed off the spooky stories, but my dad said everyone was just a little spooked. Of course no one admits it. So they put out the fire and packed up for the night. The campus was at the top of the hill and the woods are at the bottom. The guys start heading up the hill when my dad felt everyone behind him stop. So my dad looks up to the top of the hill and he can make out someone at the very top, standing on the inside of the fence about 6 feet tall. This thing's head was resting on the top and its arms were hanging over it, almost like it was just resting on it while watching the guys make it to the top of the hill. They all froze. At first they're like, "Oh God, we got caught sneaking out." Then one of my dad's buddies yells out, "Hey, we're just checking out the campus, sir," thinking it's a drill sergeant maybe, but no response came. Well, we're all screwed here, my dad thought. As they get about halfway up the hill, my dad said the hair on the back of his neck stood up. The thing literally hasn't moved or responded whatsoever. It's just stayed there perfectly in place. When all of a sudden it screeched, my dad said it sounded like a mountain lion, which they have in the area, but It was clearly coming from this thing. It started to climb the fence, which it did with ease like a spider. The guys wasted no time whatsoever back into the woods screaming and trying to push each other out of the way. My dad hid in a tree with a buddy, and the other guys hid in some bush by the creek. They actually stayed there until the sun came out. My dad said the night was sleepless. They heard branches breaking all night and the same screeching as before. My dad said it was the most scared he's ever been. The guys never really talked about it, and they all agreed what they saw was the same thing. He told me this story once, and I could tell how scared he was just by the manner of which the story was told. So, I went camping with a friend in an area of British Columbia with grizzly bears, black bears, and cougars. While sitting at the campfire after sunset as it's getting dark, we heard a sort of grunting slash growling noise coming from the bushes not far from our campsite. We ignored the first one or two, but after the noise kept occurring every couple of minutes, it had our attention. We went to look around to see if we could fully identify what was making the noise and hopefully scare it off. The noise then continued for a few minutes and eventually becomes louder. We assume the source of the noise is coming closer to us and the adrenaline is pumping now. It's worth mentioning that we all had a knife on us each, as we'd forgotten to bring bear spray and don't have any guns. The next thing we know, we heard a sound from behind us which I can only describe as an entire tree getting ripped off the ground, split in two, and thrown again. Then dead silence. We sprint and climb to get back in the car, peeing ourselves, honestly, so scared, peering out into the darkness trying to spot any movement, but we don't see any. We never saw a glimpse of whatever made that sound, and the next morning we searched intensely, but can't find any signs of what could have caused this. I still have no idea what it was to this day. So I was walking part of the Appalachian Trail. I come around a corner and see a mum of black bear playing with two cubs. No biggie. I just turn around and go back. I go back around the corner to see the other cub scrounging around on the trail, and suddenly I realize that I've become in between both the mama bear and her cubs. Terrain is too rough to leave the trail. I have to go another way. I might have to jump off a cliff to get away from this. I climb a small cliff and wait for the bears to leave. Now, at one point they're literally 30 feet away from me, eventually wandering off. I have to sit there for over an hour to wait for my heart rate to come down, and I always carry bear spray with me now. I was like 10 or 11 and was in the middle of the woods behind my grandpa's ranch with my two cousins. It was just after lunch and it was light out. We were poking at a dead animal with some sticks when we saw an alien or some kind of monster. I don't know what the hell it was. It was white and had big eyes and tilted its head very slightly when we saw it. I was too busy screaming and running for my life to get a good look at what it was, but that's what I saw, just kind of crouching there by the big tree staring at us, and all three of us saw it. We got back to the ranch and we were all crying and screaming, so my uncle took his shotgun and told us, tell him where it is. I didn't want to go back there, and neither did my little cousin, but my older cousin agreed, as long as he could get a shotgun too. So, we went back there, and of course there's nothing there. Nobody believes us, and to this day, my uncle insists that we must have seen some kind of animal, but there is no way that's possible, unless it was a deformed, hairless monkey. It didn't look like any of those grey or green aliens, really. It was kind of triangular, and the eyes were round. The closest thing I can think of is kind of like a praying mantis. But it was the size of a small child, and its eyes are pure white. Now, I didn't see any limbs or anything like that, but I can remember just how weird this thing looked, and it had a really big head and smallish torso. I don't know what this is, but even thinking of it now freaks me out. Oh, how it feels to be lost in the middle of nowhere with no idea where you are or how to get back. So, I'd like to share you my story. Now, my father was a park ranger, and apparently his dad was too, so my father and grandfather would often lecture me on the dangers of being out in the middle of nowhere by yourself, and how you have to be so careful because you don't know who's out there or what could happen. But me being a younger kid at the time, that did not bother me one bit. My mindset was, well, the further out into the woods I go, the more chance of adventure there's gonna be for me. So, I'd always like to go wandering off a little further than where I was supposed to go. You know, just kind of like typical kid stuff, I guess. But looking back on it now, it's much, much stupider. And of course, I was kind of blind to any stranger danger at the time. But I digress too much now, so I'd like to get to my story. Now, this isn't set in a beautiful, picturesque summer's day. No, this is set in the middle of a cold October month in winter. Now, at the time I'd finished school, and I wasn't working, and to be honest, I didn't really know what I wanted. I used to work in some old shop somewhere. It was basically a big surplus store, and I really liked the owner and got on with him well there. I worked with him for a little while, but I had to quit because it was God. I can't put into words how bored I would get if I was in the back room on my own. I'd have to do work in there for 2 or 3 hours at a time. The thing was, customers would come in the front, but nobody would really want to talk to me, so I'd get really bored. Now, my grandparents kicked up a riot when I wanted to quit. They kind of still had the more older mindset that you have to keep a job, you don't know how quick they're going to come, but God. Working for $6 an hour, or less I think, is not worth it. Especially once you finish school and you really want to have a good time. So yeah, I basically didn't know what I wanted. I wasn't really a big fan of what was being offered in school, and I'd been to the college open day things, but it really put me off to be honest. The things they were showing me looked incredibly boring, and I really didn't know what I wanted to do. So having my adventure walks is one of my favourite things. I guess now it probably was out of pure boredom, but at the time it was the opposite. I eventually did become bored of being out in the woods on my own because after a while you kind of need more company, but it's what I did at the time. For me it was probably a good thing going in more winter months because I could kind of get away from everyone, and at times that was just what I wanted, just to be away and with myself for a while. So, I say bye mum, I'm going out, and she says, please promise me you won't be too far, but you have to be back in time for dinner. I say, yeah, don't worry, I won't. That was no issue. Whenever my mum made my dinner, it would always be too hot, so I wouldn't always end up eating it all. So I set out. I go across a small stream, and I'm walking along a lake not far from where I live. Now, the tree lines are absolutely beautiful here, and you have to be quite careful not to fall in the water. I have my raincoat on because, yes, you guessed it, it's raining a lot now. And I just take a few seconds just to appreciate how beautiful the rainfall is onto the lake. I always used to think when I was younger these were some kind of animals, and my dad would used to joke that it's some kind of fish trying to get air, and me being stupid would believe him and beg him to go fishing to try and catch some of the fish. I'd even put my hands in trying to capture things, and my dad would just laugh. Yeah, sometimes he could be quite funny like that. So, for this particular adventure, I don't really have a direction. I just kind of wanted to get away from everything and the responsibilities of life, you know. I say that, it's not really like I had many back then, but God did it feel like it for me. So, I continue walking while carefully avoiding different puddles and things. The leaves were kind of like a dark orange or red colour, I guess, and most of the trees themselves were barren of life. It kind of set a tone. It wasn't too far away from Halloween, and I actually kind of felt like it was a bit of a themed walk, so I guess it was good. So, just to the left of me is this beautiful lake, and to the right is a more dense forest. I eventually say goodbye to the lake as I continue on my walk. I'm basically following one of the streams uphill a bit, which is a direction I don't usually head in. Now, the only annoying thing about doing this is that I got really wet really quick because of the water. Now, as I continue up, I'm careful not to slip and fall on any of the mossy rocks. I eventually make it back up onto a big path, which I know sometimes people like to jog down, but not very often. It's quite a muddy track now, and I have to duck under the trees, which annoys me because I already have quite bad posture, even back then. The low-hanging branches keep slapping me in the face too, which is really annoying, but I continue. I decide to take a turn off of the normal path and go into the woods themselves a bit. I mean, actually off the path. I eventually come up to a small bridge that I need to cross over, and this should lead me slightly further away from people. Just to the left of me is a continuation of the stream and the right, and I take a few seconds just to take in how beautiful everything is here. I continue, and I start to press quite deep into the woods. Now, it's not dark, but I guess because of the clouds stopping any light piercing through, it's starting to look quite dark. But I know I've still got quite a good few hours of daylight, which is important because then I can be back in time before my mum gets me. Strangely, I notice a very bright orange tree up ahead of me. This is far brighter than any of the other ones I've found around me, which I think is quite odd. Then I notice there's a few more like this, but I don't think much of it. I take a while to appreciate and I think to myself, God, I'm so lucky to be out here and away from everyone. I guess my mind kind of gets lost into the overthinking patterns, where I'm trying to think of what to do, what not to do, and what to chase. I know that I'm definitely on a different path from most people, but I don't know, I kind of just feel a bit like, I'm not sure what I want to do with school. I know I don't really want to study, but there's not much for me to do. I don't find much of anything interesting, really. I had a couple of friends at the time, but they really weren't the greatest, and they weren't necessarily people you could ask for advice. If you wanted advice about one thing, you get told something else, which would probably make your situation worse. Or sometimes when I would speak to my best friend, he would just ramble on and on about himself, and he wouldn't have paid any attention to what you said. He would literally wait for you to finish your sentence before immediately talking about himself, and it just kind of made me feel a bit trapped in my head. I didn't really want to talk to my parents about it. I kind of felt better talking to my friends, but like I said, I wouldn't really get much back in return. So yeah, here I am now, kind of getting lost in my own mind a bit. Going deeper and deeper, ever so little, into the woods without realizing it. Now, a good indicator of being far away from normal is the fact that I haven't seen anyone. The rain will usually do this, but not to this degree. This was actually quite rare, to be honest. Again, I think this is odd, but here I am. So at this point, the rain started to slow down a little bit, which is quite nice, but I keep on getting hit in the face by random bits of water that are falling from the trees. Now, weirdly, I come across an abandoned road that I've actually never seen before. It's weird because you can tell this has been abandoned for a long time, but there's definitely no cars that have been on it recently, but why have I never noticed it? I think this is odd. It's kind of like more of a dirt road, but it's weird, it just looks really out of place. Now at this point, I'm walking through some trees that have more life to them, and I guess they look really pretty compared to everything. And once again, I begin getting lost in my mind. Now, when I'm walking, I realize every so often that there's a strange flash of light just coming from the right side of my eyes. Now, I'm actually quite paranoid that maybe I've got some kind of mega migraine coming on or something's wrong with my eyes. It seems like it's during every second step that I notice this weird flash of light. I try my best to ignore it and continue walking, but I can't seem to. It's really bizarre, it literally is like if I step down hard enough it does something, I don't know, maybe nerve related, and causes my eyes to go weird. It's strange because when I decide to remain completely still, I can't really see much of anything. Everything is completely normal, and there's no flashes, so I continue with my walk. But every so often, I'm struck with that flashing light again, and it's actually starting to annoy me a bit. I think, oh god, well now? I've already had quite a bad issue with my vision before, and I don't really have the best eyes, so I truly don't want things to get any worse for me. But every so often, I'm convinced I'm seeing a strange flashing light coming out the right side of my vision, and it will not stop. It's bizarre too, because even if I try and stop and replicate the steps I was doing, there's no flashes now. But hey, this is a problem to worry about if it persists, I tell myself. Though in the back of my mind, truthfully, I'm a little worried. Now, eventually I make it up to a really nice spot not far from a beautiful body of water, and I take a few seconds just to sit here. I realise now that I'm truly not sure where I've gotten to, but up ahead of me I see a small, kind of man-made bridge thing. There's no water running under the bridge, but you can see that these stones have been arranged specifically for you to go somewhere. This is really odd because there's no trail path up here, and I haven't seen anyone at all, so nobody else is up this way, and just ahead of it you can see a path. This is strange because again, it kind of looks like a path someone's made, but it looks like no one ever goes up here. Now, just off to the left of me, I can see a strange figure just off in the distance, somewhat behind a tree. It's really bizarre, but they seem to sink slowly down into water, and I can't tell what it is. I think this is probably just a tree or something, so I just continue onwards. I'm walking now, splashing into the water. I don't care because my shoes are very waterproof, but as I'm doing so, every so often that flash comes back again. This time it's dead ahead of me. Now, this is really odd now. There shouldn't be any flashes in front of me, and the problem I had earlier is out of the right corner of my eye, in my peripheral vision, not directly in front of me. But every time I stop and strain, I can't see anything or anyone. Bizarre. Convinced that there's something wrong with my eyes, I decide that I'm just gonna see what's up here, then I'm gonna head back home. Now while walking, I can see the abandoned remains of a campsite from long ago. It's a tent which has all holes in it, and it kind of looks like an old military issue one, but somewhat older. It's quite bizarre being there. It looks very out of place, and there's not really any signs of any life around here. I'm definitely going up to something that somebody used to live in, but I don't know who or why. So, I just keep going. Now, while I'm walking, I slip slightly and have to grip a tree quickly just to steady myself. As I do so, I look up and there seems to be quite a large abandoned house off ahead of me. I can't really see it well, but it's basically in a different direction that I'm heading. I decide to go and investigate because why not? I then take my first few steps in that direction, and I hear a click sound now. It's not really like anything you'd be worried about, but it's quite a weird sound. It sounds like plastic being pressed down upon, but again, I don't give it much thought. I'm kind of just blinded to my problems ahead of me with my vision, thinking, oh god, am I going to lose some of my sight or what is this? And I start to panic a bit. Sometimes I can overthink about the smallest details, and that's basically what's happening, but I'm trying to put on a really brave face now. I continue walking, and there it is. It's not as big as I thought it was, but it's kind of like a big old cabin house thing. I don't know how to describe it. It doesn't look like anyone's been there recently, but there is a small muddy path that leads up to it, and I've come this far, so who am I not to continue on my adventure? So, I continue walking, this time sloshing in the leaves next to the path. I don't want to get my shoes too muddy, even though they're waterproof, because they're brand new pretty much, so I continue onwards. Now, every so often, I can see some kind of marking in the trees. It's almost like wooden carvings that almost look like they're there naturally, but you can tell they aren't. There's lots of lines and crosses on them, and this is weird. It's something I've not seen before. You can also see a rock formation that seems to channel some water stream down that's definitely man-made. I start to think maybe I've come up to some old logger's cabin and this is what they were looking for. Water. I don't know, it seems pretty bizarre. As I get closer and closer to the structure ahead of me, I have a feeling that maybe, just maybe, there's someone in there. I don't think it's entirely likely, however, and I continue going up to it, so I edge ever closer to this thing, not really thinking much of my surroundings. I eventually make it just outside of this cabin thing, and I just stand there for a moment, confused about what I'm seeing, and then my dad's voice kicks in my head. "Son, what are you doing there? What have I told you before?" I think, God. Is this my dad really speaking to me, or just my conscience? I look around and realize it's just in my mind, and my dad's advice has really struck to me now. I know I probably shouldn't explore this, but I've come this far now and I don't even know how to get back. Plus, if I ever wanted to go back to this place, it'd probably be really difficult to find, so I decide that it's best for me to go on. I make my first few steps towards the porch area, and I try and look through the windows, but it's quite hard to see into this place. It's really quite a nice building, but it's gotta be probably 70 years old or so. It looks quite dated, and I just hope that the door opens. I give a quick hello, quite loudly, and I actually knocked on the door, half expecting somebody to open it, but nobody does. I think this is good because it's a sign I should be able to go in here without having too many issues. So I go ahead and try the door. Surprisingly, it does actually open, just a bit. I have to force my way in somewhat, and I take my first step in. I go to call out again, but I stop myself thinking, if someone's in here, they've definitely heard me, but nobody's replied. And then it's met with a really weird smell. One that I've not really smelt before, and it's absolutely disgusting. It smells like somebody's put tons of waste into one area and burnt it, then repeated the same process 20 times. It was awful. It actually makes me put my shirt over my nose just so I don't have to smell it. Honestly, it was so bad. Now, this place looks like it's been abandoned long ago, but strangely, there's some signs of life. There's a kettle and other cooking utensils that don't look so dirty like the rest of this place, and there is a mattress and a bed in another room, but I don't bother going through there. Now, the smell seems to get worse as I head into the hallway. I then realise that there's steps going down, and there's lights on strangely at the bottom, just enough to illuminate the bottom of the stairs. Again, the sense of adventure takes over, and my dad's voice is screaming in my head to get out of there, but I don't do that. I just continue on. Now, I take my first few steps, and I have to be careful because my shoes are wet, so it makes me start to slip a little bit, and I steady myself. I now realize what I'm looking at. There's a little tunnel system just ahead of me. Now, it's a very tight squeeze, but there's light coming from it, and I go for it. Now, the floor's pretty dirty but very dry, and the gap's not very big. I can just about fit through it, and I'm not really that big. I'm still slender to this day, but I kind of worm my way through. I'm actually becoming quite claustrophobic, but manage to calm myself down, and I eventually squeeze through the gap. I steady myself up and I look around, and honestly, I'm still not sure what to think of it now. There's a really large basement area that it opens up into, and it's not what you'd expect to find. No storage or boxes, no spare bedroom, no boiler system, no nothing. There's a very dated laboratory, with all kinds of different specimens and things in dusty old jars that I can't really see well into. There's all kinds of chemical and things and vials everywhere. And strangely, there's no bad smell here, just the smell of chemicals. Now, it must have been powerful because I can smell everything through the sleeve of my shirt that's covering my nose. Now, this is really bizarre. It literally looks like some kind of mad scientist laboratory underground, but why would it be hidden like this? I don't know. Now, I quickly go to switch sides of what's covering my face from my right sleeve to my left because I want to open another door I can see. And as I do so, I'm suddenly struck with that smell once again. That disgusting smell which is more powerful than the chemical smell that I'm feeling right now burning through my nose. It's coming from the door ahead of me. I take one step closer to the door and I look behind myself. There's definitely nobody else here, right? I take a step closer and I put my hand on the door and crash. There's a loud sound from above me. I have to hit my arm to stop me screaming. I immediately withdraw from the door and stop dead in my tracks. I can hear something or someone walking around up ahead of me. Oh God, you're really in trouble now. There's no way that I'm gonna go through that door that I put my hand on before, but I'm certainly trapped now. I stop absolutely dead still for God knows how long, and I don't hear any other sounds. It now dawns on me that I probably shouldn't stay in this room for too long because of the chemical smell, and that I also need to try and get out without making any sound. I've become as quiet as I possibly can, and I slowly take one step forward. I slowly begin to crawl and make my way through that gap. I continue until I'm almost at the end of it and I hear a door close above. Oh good, someone must be leaving, I think to myself. I then push myself clear and start slowly making my way towards the steps, being as quiet as possible. I take my first step on and it makes a slight creak sound. I stop immediately, so angry that there's no way I can get up here quietly. I realize I'm gonna have to wait it out now, and hopefully this person is gone, whoever they are, or however many there are. I wait for probably an hour, but realistically 15 minutes because of the adrenaline, and I start to make another step up those stairs. I must have only got about halfway up when there's another loud creak. I realize now I don't really have the option to move back. I turn around and I'm sure I can hear the door creak from in the other room that I didn't open. Half expecting some kind of zombie to come out and come and get me, I start to power forward and get ahead, just making it to the top of the stairs. I take a look around and there's no one, luckily. I'm frozen in place, but absolutely aware of the sounds coming from behind me. I then slowly make my way to the front door and carefully close it behind me. And that's when I hear it. A kind of scream sound that I've not heard before. I can't figure out the direction that it's coming from, but I then realize that there's something just up on a tree line. It's a very dark figure. I realize that it's a person with extremely disgusting clothes who looks impossibly tall. He was probably about 6 feet four or five, but to me at that age was an absolute giant. I say, hey, and again there's that scream sound. I realize this is someone I can't reason with, and that's when he starts running. Without making another sound, I can see his lanky silhouette beckoning towards me with something in his hand. I'm frozen in fear until eventually something kicks in and I bolt into life. I have no idea what direction I'm going in, but I know I have to get away from this person. Suddenly, it becomes clear that I need to get out of here and I start sprinting into the woods. Now the problem is, I'm no longer on a path. I don't know what direction that I'm heading in, and I'm being hunted. I glance over my shoulder quickly, and I start crying a little bit. I can't see this person just yet, but I can see the cabin. I start sprinting and slowly making my way across different puddles and things, trying my best not to be heard and not to be seen. I can see more of the strange markings on the trees, and as I'm on my journey, I can see something just off to the left. It looks like another campsite, but this one's covered in bags, and that smell hits me again. Even at my most fear, I still realize how disgusting this thing smells. I eventually realize that I've come to an area where the trees are going to be really difficult to pass, and this area is very steep and probably really going to slow me down. I'm frozen for a second, and I look to my left and see a lake. There's a dated sign that says danger, deep water. I realize I can't go this way. I look back and I can hear him screaming again, not far away now. I can't see where he is, but he definitely knows where I am. I realize that my only option is to try and go up this steep hill, and I basically have to kind of swing from tree to tree to make it up here, half slipping the whole time. I scream, "Who are you and what do you want?" And there's silence now. Annoyingly, the sounds of the rain are basically covering up whoever this is chasing me, or however many there are. I've only seen one so far, but I have a feeling there might be more people. I make it up to kind of a flat area, and I have to catch my breath for a few seconds. Just as I'm doing so, there's that flashing again. I've realized now that it's probably the flash of a camera, and something is definitely going on here. I don't know if this is the same person chasing me as before, but my god, is it weird. Now I know that somebody was taking pictures of me earlier, or at least that's what I think it is, or maybe it's my eyes going bad, but I don't know. I luckily make it to a more downhill area now that I know I can pick up the pace on, and being slender comes as an advantage in this situation because I can basically dart in between the different trees. I start saying aloud, "I'm sorry, Dad. I'm sorry, Grandpa. I should have listened to you both. I don't know what I'm doing out here on my own. I'm not a big, strong ranger like you. I'm sorry." Really thinking these are going to be my last words. Crazy thoughts to have at such a young age. I wasn't necessarily annoyed at myself for going on the adventure, just more annoyed for being dishonest to my parents. I thought if I didn't make it, I would have hated the fact that I'd lied to them. Now, I can no longer hear the screaming coming from behind me or see the flashes, so I start to walk a bit slower, desperate to get my breath back and suffering from quite a large adrenaline dump, feeling kind of weird. I keep walking and I've realized that if I continue going downhill, I should eventually make it to a larger bridge which should be closer to civilization. I start following the edge of the lake, every so often looking behind me. I'm now at kind of like a light jogger's pace as I start to pick up speed again. I've probably been on the run for a good 20 or 25 minutes, which is an insanely long time to be running and sprinting through a forest going up and downhill. My legs actually feel like they're jelly and I'm really scared that they're going to completely give way at some point and that I'm never going to make it back home. But luckily, just off in the distance is that bridge, and honestly it looks like the gates of heaven to me at this point. It honestly felt like I was taken to another world when I saw this and snapped back out of this crazy dream one. I then go as quick as I possibly can for another good 5 or 10 minutes, eventually making it over to that bridge. I'm too scared to look behind me once more. I've realized that my only option to really get out of here now is to wait for a car, and I stick my thumb up like I've seen in the films, and eventually a car stops for me. I quickly jump in, and they ask what's wrong. I say, nothing, I'm just a bit far from home, and I say where you need to take me. And then, the driver just looks at me and says, well, you're a long way from home, but don't worry, I'm heading over that way. I'll happily give you a ride there. And I kind of zoned out and didn't say anything for the next hour or so. I then ask how much further is it, and the driver says about another 50 minutes, and it hits me just how far away I've gone from the area that I knew. I must have been out for hours, but I guess your time kind of gets distorted when you're in a traumatic situation. Eventually, they drop me just off where I can quickly depart and jog the rest of the way home. I say thank you, and I do that. I never even called the name of this driver, but I really wish I did, because I'd love to thank them now. They probably ended up saving my life by dropping me off. I just wish and wish I could have told them what happened, but I just couldn't. I was too scared. I eventually got home and surprisingly had only missed dinner by about 10 minutes, so my mum wasn't too angry. Now my mum would have done me for absolute murder had she have known what had happened. And God knows what my dad would have done, so this story remained a secret up until now when I decided to share it. Now, I don't know exactly where the area is. It would be impossible for me to find now, as I'd moved town and so did my parents. But my God, I don't know what I discovered that day, but I can only imagine it was either some kind of drug den, or maybe somebody was doing God knows what out in those woods. I just hope to God that nobody else ever had to discover it like me, but I hate how stupid I was for going to investigate.